share an idea on the parasha, just to prepare for parasha's Chukas. I'll share a very precious Torah, and I'll share with you why it's a precious Torah. This past Monday night, I wasn't in camp. I don't know if any of you noticed or not. I don't know if you noticed when I'm not here. I don't know how important I am over here, but I wasn't in camp Monday night. I had the schus to be Mesadar Kedushin by a chasana. It was very beautiful. The Talmud, Shmuel Solomon, and Brooke Bienenfeld, they should be Zoichel, Bel Baisner Yisroel, Mala Simcha, Mala Bracha. Beautiful chasana. And once I was already at the chasana, it was in Marina Del Rey in the Bronx. I believe it's special anytime I'm there because that's where I got married close to 20 years ago. So I said, how could I not go daven by the oil by the Lubavitcher Rebbe Zeches Adish Kodesh Varacha? It happened to be this past Shabbos Kodesh was Gimel Tammuz. Was the yard site of Lubavitcher Rebbe, and it's very special to daven by a tzaddik, not just on the yard site, but also 3 days before or 3 days after Al Pi Kabbalah, that the neshama is more connected to that makom. And I don't think there's been a year in the past since I've been, I don't know, for the past at least 15 years that I haven't been there, Gimel Tammuz or around Gimel Tammuz. So I had this chus, Monday night was still within 3 days after. So I went straight to the Lubavitcher Rebbe from the Zatzal, from the chasana to daven. A lot of nisan happened there, even being there, certain people that I bumped into. I'll tell you after we finished the Torah, a couple ideas, crazy. But so when I was there, I davened. You should know I davened for all of you. Mamish davened for everybody in camp. But I sat down to learn a Torah. I wanted to learn a Torah from the Rebbe while I'm there. And this is a Torah that I saw in this upcoming parasha, Parashas Chukas. We start off the parasha, Zos Chukas HaTorah. This is the law of the Torah. Not Zos Chukas Tumah V'Tara, this is the law of Tumah V'Tara. Zos Chukas Paraduma, this is the law of Paraduma. This is the law of the Torah. Nor Chaim HaKadosh is very famous for asking, I'm not going to go through his answer right now, maybe over Shabbos we'll learn. This is the law of the Torah. It's as if to say, this is the most important law in the Torah. Like really? Really, this is the most important law in the Torah? What does that mean? So the Lubavitcher Rebbe shared such a beautiful idea. In Kabbalistic Sfarim, there's a concept called Ratzoi V'Shav. Ratzoi V'Shav means the following, I'm going to explain it. Literally, it means to like run and to passionately grow and return. And what that means is, in life, we have to not just exhale, but also inhale. Meaning, in life, of course, we're all trying to grow and to be inspired and to be living as passionate Jews. And we all love it and we're all excited when we're by a very inspirational kumzitz or a very inspirational shal shudis or Purim or Simchas Torah or an ilah of Yom Kippur. And we have our inspirational moments in life, and those are moments of ratzoi, of running close to Hashem, of jumping up into the clouds. But we can't live in the clouds. We have to also realize we're normal human beings and have a sense of normalcy to us and have practicality in our life. Vishav means, and then after we reach up high, then we have to come back down to earth and vishav and return and concretize all the growth into normal everyday life, which life is. And we can't ignore that and we can't neglect that. Because if you try to live in the cloud your whole life, you're going to fall drastically at some point. That's what's going to happen. Nobody could live like a malach. We're not angels, we're people. And it's very important to have this constant synthesis of ratzo v'shav. Yes, wanting to grow and be inspired, but then concretizing and making it normal in our lives. And that's how one grows in a normal way, in a healthy way, in a healthy fashion. We see, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, especially in Yerushalayim, something called Jerusalem Syndrome. You see people, I don't know if you know of this syndrome, but people literally go out of their minds because, and they think their prophets are crazy because they're so rotten, they're so living in that world, they don't bring it back home, and it's not healthy. It's not what the Rebbe Shem wants from us. So the Lubavitcher Rebbe Zal says, we see this in Paraduma. The Paraduma, this red cow, it's first burnt in a fire. And then you take the ashes and you mix them with mayim, with water. Fire is dancing, is moving, and is reaching up to the sky. The fire, the ash of life, the passion of life is the ratzoi. Reaching up to the Ribbono Shel Olam, looking to be inspired and to grow in that incredible fashion. That's fire. Mayim, water, the Gemara tells us in Tainus. Those of us that have ever had floods in our homes know this is true, that water always looks to find the lowest ground. Water always goes to the lowest point. Water represents Veshav, bringing it back to earth. The fire is always looking, fire always goes up. Fire is dancing around, fire is passion. The water comes and complements that fire, bringing it back down to earth. And we see this all within the process of the Paraduma. And the Baba Shuri says, Zos Chukas HaTorah. That is the law of the Torah. I mean, that's the essence of what it means to be an Eved Hashem. What it means to be a Bas Torah, to be alive. It's not to think you have to be in the clouds 24-7. It's learning how to also bring it back home and back into this world. That's what it is to be alive. Think about it. Our lungs, our hearts, constantly what? Pumping out and in. Exhale, inhale, a pumping heart, out and in. Ratzoy v'shov, what it is to be alive, is to be involved in this process of ratzoy v'shov. Came to me, a matana, earlier today when I was thinking about this idea. If you take the gematria of ratzoy v'shov with the koil means you could add one for each word. Ratzoy v'shov with the koil is 611, exactly the gematria Torah. Zayis chukas ha-Torah. You know what the chayk of the Torah is? You know what all Torah Hashem wants us to know? In our pursuit of connecting the Torah in the deepest ways, understand this concept of ratzoy v'shov. Looking to grow and be passionate, but then bringing it back to earth, into our normal everyday life. Bez Hashem, we should be zayicha to live a life of Torah, a life of zayis chukas ha-Torah. Always be growing, but in a normal, healthy way. Everyone, have a beautiful night, beautiful Shabbos Kodesh, and we will continue. Amir Tzah Hashem.